Here is a full-bodied story with a fruity aftertaste. Chardonnay and Merlot originate in France, right? Riesling comes from Germany, and Zinfandel is from California. Sorry, not true, though the grape has been grown there since the mid-19th century and is identified with that state. Plant geneticist Carol Meredith has the answer. She has successfully traced Zinfandel's pedigree, something that's long been a big mystery to botanists and wine lovers alike.
People did have some suspicions based on its appearance. Grapes that originated in Northern Europe look a little bit different than those further south, particularly in their leaves. So there was some general agreement that Zinfandel probably had come from Southern Europe.
That notion grew stronger in the late 1960s when a plant pathologist from the University of California, Davis, traveled to Southern Italy and tasted a local red wine called Primitivo. It tasted an awfully lot like Zinfandel, so he brought back cuttings. 25 years later, Carol Meredith was teaching at Davis. Intrigued and armed with new DNA technology, she decided to compare the two and discovered Primitivo and Zinfandel are the same plant, which means Zinfandel, aka Primitivo, comes from Italy, right? Wrong. Primitivo grapes aren't native to Italy, but they do grow on the other side of the Adriatic Sea in Croatia.
There's a grape there called Plavac Mali, which makes a fine red wine. It had been noted to be similar to Zinfandel. I went to Croatia in 1998. I met two scientists, Dr. Ivan Pejic and Dr. Edi Maletic at the University of Zagreb. We looked at a lot of vineyards, collected a lot of samples. We analyzed them, and it was not Zinfandel.
But it was a relative. The trail was getting warmer. Carol Meredith asked her two Croatian colleagues to scope out other vineyards and send back cuttings. 3 years and a bunch of obscure grape varieties later, an exact match was found.
We were really thrilled that we confirmed the existence of Zinfandel in Croatia. There it's called Srljenik Kaštelanski, and it's a variety that is almost extinct. They had found just one or two vines in a vineyard that was a mixture of lots of varieties. They really think that if they hadn't found it when they did, had they waited another year or two, it might have been gone altogether because nobody was interested in it and it was just growing haphazardly.
Carol Meredith says the discovery is of interest to Zinfandel growers in California because knowing the environmental conditions where the plant evolved could help them produce the best kind of wine from their grapes. It also gives Croatia something to boast about.
They are now right up there in the world of wine, along with Italy and France and Spain and Germany. Croatia can now consider itself a world wine region. People are going to look to it with a lot more interest.
And a mystery of the vine is solved. But there's still one unanswered question. How did Zinfandel get its name? Meredith has two theories.
There is an Austrian grape called Zinfandler. Somebody could have gotten the names confused, but it could just be one person who made it up and it stuck.
Super vine sleuth Carol Meredith, a plant geneticist from the University of California at Davis.